Good morning. Life is about relationships. We spend a lot of time, energy, and even money trying to develop relationships. This morning I'd like to speak to you about the most important relationship you'll ever have. One that needs cultivating on a regular basis. Obviously I'm talking about your relationship with God. How would you describe your relationship with God? Is it going well? Do you speak a lot to God? More importantly, do you look for opportunities to hear Him speak to you? Could you describe your relationship with Him in one or two words? More on that later. Right now, there's a battle between the unbelieving world and the Holy Christian Church about the Bible. Is it the true Word of God, or is it the Word of men about God? Are all the stories in it the truth, or a collection of fables subject to interpretation? Is the Bible directly inspired by God, or is it inspired in the same way a composer or a poet might be when producing other works? Sometimes debates like this leave us not knowing exactly what to believe. And this is what Satan wants to happen. He wants us to be discouraged, confused, and skeptical. He also likes it when we waver day by day. One day your relationship with God might be vibrant and meaningful. But then the next day a temptation comes along and your relationship with God takes a back seat because something else at the moment seems more exciting and worth a try. Therefore, it's critical to have a strong relationship with God and with His Word. So how's it going with you and God? Could you describe your relationship with Him in one or two words? In today's message, I'm going to suggest two words. And even if these two words aren't the exact ones that you're presently thinking of, it's my prayer that these two words accurately describe, at least in part, your relationship with God. The first word is personal. Check out how God addressed His people in the wilderness. He said, "Therefore you shall lay these words of mine in your heart and in your soul, and bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes." Lay these words in your heart and in your soul. This is not casual. This is meant to be very close, imperative, essential. It's meant to be personal. Some people have taken God literally with that business about binding them on your hand, putting a message here on the wrist, or even with the phylacteries around the head, you know, a Bible passage or something inspirational up there. And, you know, and even today, there are people with the bracelets, right, with messages on them. And nothing wrong with that, unless it's just merely an outward show. What's your relationship with God what's it like when it's just you and Him? Make it personal, every day. Back to the people of God in the wilderness. "You shall teach them to your children, speaking of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down and when you rise up. And you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates, that your days and the days of your children may be multiplied in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give them, like the days of the heavens above the earth." Many people have plaques or artwork with inspirational passages in their home. You probably do too. Some put them near the bathroom mirror so they start the day off on the right foot. Or above the front door so they see it on their way out of the house. That way they take it out with them in their heart as they go out into the world, into the mission field. When it's personal, it means everything. It's nothing to be ashamed of. You have nothing to hide. You can be very transparent in your personal relationship with God. Who cares if anybody notices? In fact, it's good when they do. Make it personal. The other word that I suggest, at least in part, to describe your relationship with God is the word relevant. Back to God, speaking to his people through Moses. Behold, I set before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing, if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and the curse, if you do not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside from the way which I command you today to go after other gods, which you have not known. God's word is relevant, still, today. Some people feel it's obsolete, a book of fairy tales. The thoughts of man will vary and change, but the words of our God abide forever. God's word is just as relevant now as it ever was. And therefore, so should your relationship with him. God's word is relevant in your life when you properly apply his word in every situation. That's why Moses told his people to teach these things to the children at home, when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way. Not just location, but timing, when you lie down, and when you're awake, no matter where, and no matter when. God's relevance to us is important to help us deal with false doctrine, and we are going to be faced with that. Our culture denies absolute truth. People scoff when they're told that there's only one way to heaven. But God's word is relevant here. We need to be willing to listen, submit, and obey to the will of God. And when we do, we will find blessing. It keeps us in the one true faith through the Holy Spirit. Trace the history of God's people, and you will see that God was always faithful to the covenant. When the people were faithful and sincere to him, he blessed them in countless ways. But when they were not faithful, blessings were taken away. Keep God relevant in your life. He loves you with a love that is immeasurable. He sent his Son to save you personally. Through the Holy Spirit, you have been made part of his vine. I pray that your relationship with God is both personal and relevant, and that it continues to grow throughout the school year. Like Joseph, storing up grain during the years of plenty, let us store up the treasure of the lessons from God's word so we can deal with life. We all have issues, challenges, problems, and when the troubles come, we need to have the treasures of God's word to help us cope, to help us with the answers to life's tough questions. Do all you can to keep your relationship with God both personal and relevant. Like Joshua said to his people, to God's people, if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Let's sing about this in the words on the screen.
Yeah.